This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad yassarna al-Qur'ana lil-dhikri fa hal min mudakkir. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa halul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. My respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Almighty God, be on all of you. The topic of this evening's talk is Al-Quran, should it be read with understanding? The glorious Quran is the last and final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Almighty God, which was revealed to the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The glorious Quran is the most positive book in the world. It is a proclamation to humanity. It is a fountain of mercy and wisdom. It is a guide to the erring. It is a warning to the heedless, an assurance to those in doubt. It's a solace to the suffering, and it is a hope to those in despair. How is it possible to derive all these benefits of the Quran without reading the Quran, without understanding the Quran, without pondering over the meaning of the Quran, and without implementing the Quran in your life? Alhamdulillah, the glorious Quran is the most widely read book in the world. But unfortunately, it is also the book which is most widely read without understanding. Because the majority of the Muslims read the Quran without understanding, that's the reason the contact, the benefit that the Muslims derive from the Quran, it has decreased. The touch of the Muslims with the Quran has declined. Imagine, if a person comes to the Quran and he goes away empty-handed, hearts untouched, soul unmoved, and the life unchanged. What a tragic misfortune it is. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 110, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. O ye Muslims, ye are the best of people in the world for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Because we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is wrong and we believe in Allah. Allah is calling us the Muslims, the khaira ummah, the best of people evolved for humankind. And the reason he's giving us is because we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is wrong and we believe in Allah. If we Muslims read the Quran without understanding, how can we enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong? And if we do not enjoin what is good and if we do not forbid what is wrong, we aren't fit to be called as Muslims. We aren't fit to be called as khaira ummah. So if we want to be called as khaira ummah, if we want to be Muslims, we have to read the Quran with understanding so that we can enjoin what is good and forbid what is wrong. The Arabic word Quran is derived from the Arabic word Qara, which means book. It's also derived from the Arabic word Iqra, which means to read, which means to recite, which means to proclaim. How can we proclaim the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without understanding the message? And another title given to Quran is Furqan. That is the criteria to judge right from wrong. We can only judge between right and wrong if we understand the message of the Quran. Without understanding the message of the Quran, it's not possible that we can use the Quran as the Furqan, as the criteria to judge between right and wrong.